Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 14. And it came to be in the days of Amraphel, sovereign of Shinar, Ariach, sovereign of Elasar, Kedar Laomer, sovereign of Elam, and Tidal, sovereign of Goyim, that they fought against Bera, sovereign of Sodom, Birsha, sovereign of Amorah, Shinav, sovereign of Admah, Shem-Ever, sovereign of Tsevoim, and the sovereign of Bela, that is, Tsoar. All these joined together in the valley of Siddim, that is, the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Kedar Laomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year, Kedar Laomer and the sovereigns that were with him came and smote the Rephaim in Ashtoroth Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Cham, and the Amites in Shaweh Kiriathaim, and the Horites in their mountain of Seir, as far as El Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they turned back and came to En Mishpat, that is, Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also of the Amorites, who dwelt in Chatzetzon Tamar. And the sovereign of Sodom, and the sovereign of Amorah, and the sovereign of Admah, and the sovereign of Zeboim, and the sovereign of Bela, that is, Tsoar, went out and joined together in battle in the valley of Siddim, against Kedar Laomer, sovereign of Elam, and Tidal, sovereign of Goyim, and Amraphel, sovereign of Shinar, and Ariach, sovereign of Elasar. 4 sovereigns against 5. And the valley of Siddim had many tar pits, and the sovereigns of Sodom and Amorah fled and fell there, and the remainder fled to the mountains. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Amorah, and all their food, and went away. And they took Lot, Avram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and left. And one who had escaped came and informed Avram the Ivri, for he dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aneir. And they had a covenant with Avram. And when Avram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. And he and his servants divided against them by night, and smote them, and pursued them as far as Kovah, which is on the left of Damasek. So he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot, and his goods, as well as the women and the people. And after his return from the defeat of Kedar Laomer and the sovereigns who were with him, the sovereign of Sodom came out to meet him at the valley of Shaweh, that is, the sovereign's valley. And Melchizedek, sovereign of Shalem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was the Kohen of the Most High El, and he baruch him, and said,
Baruch be Avram, of the Most High El, possessor of the Shamayim and earth, and Baruch be the Most High El, who has delivered your enemies into your hand.
And he gave him a tenth of all. And the sovereign of Sodom said to Avram,
Give me the people, and take the goods for yourself.
But Avram said to the sovereign of Sodom,
I have lifted my hand to Yahweh, the Most High El, the possessor of the Shamayim and earth, not to take a thread or a sandal strap or whatever is yours, lest you should say, I have made Avram rich, except only what the young men have eaten and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their portion.